2 million folks in the area now facing water restrictions after that massive water main break in Chevy Chase on Monday night. Now, there's not a water problem right now. They just want folks to cut back, reduce their usage by about 10%. Of course, those who violate the water restrictions could be fined up to $500. Interesting timing for all of this to occur. Somewhat unfortunate, but somewhat fortunate to remind us about conserving our water, because this Friday is World Water Day. Joining us live, Joan Michelson of Green Connections Radio. Joan, you were prepared to come in this morning to talk about how we can conserve water. Folks are more mindful of it right now, so it may be a good time to see if we can perhaps make some of the changes that we're going through this week more long-term. What would you suggest in that manner?
Well, I would say that the water main break is teaching good water conservation measures, frankly. It's making people pay attention to how much water they're using. And it's also drawing direct attention to the infrastructure problems we have in this area. I mean, our system, people don't know it, but our system is between 77 and 100 years old. And that's not sustainable. I mean, imagine, obviously, the population growth over that time and the service area over that time. And this draws attention to that. We need to make sure that Congress gets over the sequester and allocates funding to upgrade the infrastructure, our water infrastructure, our pipes and sewage systems, and also make sure that the Clean Water Act is intact, because those are all under threat right now. And one other quick thing about that, the sequester has actually stopped the monitoring of how much water we have available.
You know, on the topic of how much water we use, how is it broken down? What does most of our water usage go towards? Can you sort of break it down for us?
In a word, the bathroom. The bathroom is the worst offender. Obviously, toilets are the worst. People don't realize how much water they use also when they're taking a shower. Many experts recommend even a 5-minute shower. Some students have taken to putting a timer in their bathroom so that they can monitor it, because, you know, you lose track, right? And also, interestingly enough, it may sound counterintuitive, but use a dishwasher. Instead of washing dishes by hand, and fill it, of course, before you don't just run it with a few things in it. Make sure it's really full. But actually, a dishwasher uses less water than hand washing.
Interesting.
Which is kind of counterintuitive. And jeans, by the way, take 3,000 gallons of water to make per pair of jeans.
Really?
So if you're into wearing slightly used or dimmed denim, buy used jeans and wear yours longer, frankly, and you'll be saving water as much as well as being fashionable.
So as folks look at the restrictions that are currently in place, and they are somewhat common sense in terms of taking shorter showers and waiting until you have a full load to do the dishes or the laundry, I think folks who are more conscious about the use of water and the struggles that our infrastructure is having may want these to be in place long-term. In order to conserve water.
Absolutely, and they really should. There's some good tips on a few different sites. One is the EPA has WaterSense. They have their WaterSense initiative, and waterfootprint.org is the most scientific one. It's really kind of fun. If you put in information about your lifestyle, it will tell you how much water you use and where you fit on the scale of conservation in the world.
What's that site called again?
It's called waterfootprints.org.
Okay.
And we can get it, I believe, on WTOP.com on our blog. Also, people don't realize this, only less than 1% of the world's water is actually available for humans to use. There's a movie about that tonight on PBS called waterpressures.org, and you can find it there. But people don't realize how little of the planet's water is really available to us.
Joan Michelson, thank you as always. We appreciate the great information. Joan's got more information, her blog at WTOP.com on the living page. Joan's with Green Connections Radio.